Even more efficient software can track a subject like this man as he passes from one camera to another.
You see that at 12:32 he was over there on camera 2. And then he shows up again on camera 1. And you can follow as he goes. The benefit is that we gain time.
The implications go well beyond saving time during investigations. The software could potentially be used in real time, for example, to scan crowds as they wait to enter sports stadiums. For the moment, problems remain. With poor video quality, the system can make errors. And to identify a suspect, that person has to already exist in a database somewhere. Plus, widespread use would raise questions about civil liberties and the ability for ordinary people to go where they please anonymously.